You are now on the inside of what I like to call the circle of trust.
We are all connected in the great circle of life.
You know something, Bert?
What?
I think you and I are going in circles.
It feels like we're going in circles.
Circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Because it's a circle.
Yeah, we heard about the circle.
Yes, we're familiar with shapes.
Hey, this is Greg.
Hey, this is Dan, and we are Talking in Circles, brought to you by the Cast Radio Network, a podcast that is back. And back. That is back from its crazy hiatus. Yes, we've been on and off here the last few months, just with the insanity of everything going on. So you're probably going to notice our schedule is going to be a little bit different. And as of you saw at the beginning, it's just Greg and I for today's podcast. But we're going to have a little bit of a shorter episode here for you today as we get into what we're looking forward to in 2017 in the world of geekdom. But before we get to all that, Greg, how are things going with you?
Pretty good. Nothing really big happened in my life. My brother's gonna get married at some point. He got engaged. Congrats to him and his fiance. So that's very cool.
Nice.
And they've already started the process of trying to move in together and figuring out the whole housing situation. I had to help him move the one night, which was directly after work. Some overtime work the one day. So I was dead tired and fell asleep at like 7:30 and didn't wake up until like 1 o'clock the next day. So
yeah. Yeah.
How are things been going with you, Dan?
Good. Good. Life's been busy. This time of year for my work is abnormally insane. Like, I was hoping to catch up on some stuff this year, comic book wise, and all that good stuff. But I've been having no time for anything fun as of late. So that's been sad. But gotta make it room for adult stuff. So, and then now looking at everything that's coming out in 2017, I'm just like, oh, I still need to catch up with 2016 stuff. But
I'm several years behind on some stuff. I've just started watching Once Upon a Time that started in, like, I think 2011 or something like that. I just started watching that stuff on Netflix.
I just started watching Expanse. When we first started this podcast, but I read the book and I talked about it on an episode of this podcast years ago. And now the TV series came out last year and it's finally on Amazon streaming. And I've watched like a part of the first episode, but then I fell asleep because I'm old and can't wake up or stay up past 9 on a good day. So that's kind of the craziness. But I guess we can just get right into it. 2017 has a lot of things within the geek world to get excited about. And I know, obviously there's the movies and stuff like that, but or before we get to the movies and in the world of comic books themselves, is there anything coming out that you're looking forward to?
Just in general, I'm always looking forward to going to my next con. I'm not sure what I'm exactly going to go to this year, but I'm just excited for it and to see what kind of artwork I could pick up and everything. So I'm always looking forward to that. I'm hoping I could get into San Diego again this year. And I'm always looking forward to going down to see you and your wife and your son, and then going down there with Chuck to go to the Baltimore Comic-Con. I think we all have fun going to that one. And they do a great show at Baltimore. I always enjoy that con every year. So I'm hoping we could do that again. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to cons. I'm looking forward to the summer so I could start barbecuing again, because I really enjoy that. It's kind of very relaxing for me, and I get to hang outside in some nice weather. I'm not a fan of winter if you listen to some of the previous ones. But those are kind of like just general things that I'm looking forward to. Well, how about you, Dan? You've got a whole family going on, so you've probably got a lot of great stuff you're looking forward to in 2017.
Son's second birthday, so we're still determining what we're going to do, if we're going to do anything for that. We've gone back and forth. If we're
gonna actually superhero theme. Superhero theme.
I kind of want to wait till like he would be able at an age to appreciate that, you know. So I don't know. We might not even have a theme. It might just be like getting a cake or something like that. We might just have like a little picnic or something at a state park. But there are actually some comics, specifically one that was actually announced today. I don't know if you saw Arrival. It came out last year, just nominated for best picture, and I don't think it was nominated for screenplay, but I loved it. It was actually one of my favorite films of the year last year. And Valiant actually just announced that their screenwriter of it is actually coming out with his own comic for them, which is
cool,
really exciting, because I love it when you see like people from other mediums come to comics. It doesn't always work out, but it does seem like a good pairing based upon the film of Arrival, because it kind of has a similar tone in kind of the way it approaches science fiction that I see in a lot of Valiant comics, especially like Divinity, which is out, and the third version of that has been out this year, that came out recently this year, and I have not been able to catch up with that. So he is trying to get the name of the book. It looks like it's Livewire is going to be the comic, who is a character that's been in the comics for, she's been in like the Renegades, I believe, which is kind of like this, almost like a pseudo X-Men, but they have like mental powers, often related to technology. So that, I think, is something he'll have a lot of fun with. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. The other thing that's coming out this year with Marvel is that they're going to be, I guess, trying to bring back the X-Men comics from the dead, because they've been relatively awful as of recently. I mean, awful maybe.
I didn't write any of that stuff down with X-Men for Marvel, because I'm such a big X-Men fan, and I've not been very optimistic, especially with how they've been going.
Yeah, I mean, they're Blue and Gold is the name of the titles. I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed with the way the teams are set up. It just seems like it's just the same thing, just different comics. Like, you're having still the X-Men from the original X-Men from the past are still going to be in the present, and I don't know. I feel like that story has long been over, but there's a new X-Force comic coming out, which I think I'm excited for. I think Jean Grey is getting her own solo comic and a new Cable comic. So I'm hoping at least one or two of those ends up being pretty good. So that's my desire. And then Batgirl is getting her comic, and Batwoman, I should say, is getting her rebirth.
Yes, I have that one written down, yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm very excited that one, because I like the two authors of that one. It's Marguerite Bennett and James Tynion, which I enjoy Bennett's take on the Bombshells. And James Tynion has been knocking it out of the park for me on Detective Comics a lot. So, yeah, I'm also looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Tynion's been great. Like, he's been great on that. He had the Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle crossover. He's done good stuff with Boom. He has this Backstagers is the name of the comic? I forget. But okay.
I read part of UFology, which was pretty decent, but I didn't really continue on with it. And I think In the Woods is one of his too.
Woods, yeah. So the first volume of Black Hammer is also coming out, which I don't know if you've read that, any of that. But that
that was recommended to me by my friend that works at the comic shop, Becky. She was very into that one, and it's the premise seems very interesting to me, and I've heard a lot of good things.
Yeah, that's quite good. I would definitely advise picking up the first volume of that when it's released. So there's a good amount of, a lot of the comic stuff doesn't a lot of it's not been announced yet, at least for like Marvel and DC. They tend to, you know, the solicits are only up to like March at this point. So who knows what the rest of the year holds, but I know there's an event Marvel's been teasing based upon Captain America with, I don't know. I'm just kind of done with the Marvel comic book events. So
I am too. I'm kind of over Marvel in general for the most part. I've been like really switching my allegiance over to DC at this point. I have a whole list of stuff that I looked up earlier today, and a lot of it's either DC. I've got a Dark Horse comic on here, and I've also got Archie comics of a note on my list here. So
what are you looking forward from DC?
DC. I'm actually looking forward to. There's apparently going to be some kind of Scott Snyder and Greg Pulo DC event. I've been finding Scott Snyder stories kind of underwhelming as of late.
Have you not enjoyed All-Star Batman?
It's all right. The latest one with Mr. Freeze.
I'm a few issues behind. I haven't finished I've just finished the first arc of that.
With Two-Face.
Yeah, I loved the first arc a lot. I thought it was.
Yeah, cool. it was fun. That the thing with that one was it had John Romita Jr.'s artwork, which I'm not a huge fan of. The story was interesting, but it's still nothing compared to his Court of Owls. So I would say it was like an average kind of comic, if you ask me. Nothing too spectacular. Like, I'm used to Scott Snyder's spectacular stories where I started getting really into Batman again and everything. But he kind of hasn't been up that high on my list recently. But I'm hoping this new story that they're coming up with. I heard that the name of the story is called Metal, and they're thinking sometime in August, I believe. And it's supposed to be like a Batman-heavy Justice League book, and some character is in the background collecting metal objects, important metal objects in the DC universe. And it was speculated on Bleeding Cool, like some of the objects could be like Dr. Fate's helmet, Etrigan's bracelets, Wonder Woman's tiara, and the Golden Age Flash helmet. So I think that's kind of interesting concept going on, referring back to Chuck and his love for Thanos, and kind of like Thanos going through and collecting all the Infinity Stones to get the Infinity Gauntlet and everything. But then other stuff from DC. This one's kind of a DC Boom crossover, and the first issue of it's already out that I've already read, and it was pretty decent. Is the Justice League Power Rangers crossover by Tom Taylor, art by Stephen Byrne. Like I said, DC Comic and Boom Entertainment. And the Power Rangers apparently have some teleportation issues and are kind of stuck into the DCU. And it starts off with the classic heroes fighting each other situation because they don't really know each other.
I read the first issue of that. I don't know if you've read any of it yet.
Yeah, I did read the first issue as well.
Yeah,
it was all that's out so far.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I thought the art was really basic. Like it was.
Yeah, the artwork is humdrum, but
and I mean it is your typical, like the first episode is just that, like you said, it's mm-hmm. very they're the heroes meeting for the first time, so obviously they're gonna fight.
Yeah, but I'm kind of optimistic on this one with the ways that it could go. I think this could go off just the chances of it going off in some cool directions is kind of giving me a lot of hope for that one.
Yeah. I mean,
like you said, the artwork, I feel like a lot of those crossover artwork, crossover books, the artwork is never really that great.
Yeah. It's
for some reason.
It depends. Like the Batman, well, the Batman TMNT one that's going on now is like based upon the cartoon show. So it's around the same style, but the one mm-hmm. that James Tynion did, I thought that artwork was better, which again, wasn't phenomenal, but it was, I think, good, where I thought the artwork for the...
Do you know the name of the artist on that one?
I can find out, but I don't know if off the top of my head, but...
Okay, well, I'll go into the next one then, maybe, if you look that up while I'm doing this. The next one, I think, is something that we're all interested in. I'm not sure if it really has a name. It's running through the Batman and Flash comics. By the way, no pun intended with run through and Flash. I believe it's called The Button, and it's going to take place during four issues. It's by Tom King, who's going to be doing the Batman issues. Josh Williamson, who's going to be doing the Flash issues, which I read both Batman and Flash now, and I'm enjoying both of those books a lot. And there's great artwork in the Batman book by Jason Fabok and in the Flash books by Howard Porter. And I believe if those are both the same artists that have been going through the series, I've been really enjoying the artwork on both sides of that. It's supposed to come out late April, early March. And it's an investigation team up resulting from DC Rebirth number one. I believe both you and I talked about this on a previous episode, Dan. DC Rebirth number one. I really enjoyed it. I don't think you cared for it too much.
No, I think it was... I think Chuck wasn't the...
Okay.
Yeah, because okay. I think he had some concerns with the... I guess it's not spoiler because they've already been teasing it, the Watchmen incorporation
into it. Yeah, because this one's about the comedian's button that they found in the Batcave and kind of investigating that.
Which has been kind of on the back burner for most of... I mean, they've talked...
Yeah, it really has been.
So I'm interested in some of those as well that you brought up. DC's been... I've been enjoying a lot of what they're doing with the Rebirth stuff. I'm a little worried about how this whole Watchmen thing is going to go. Just because it, I don't know.
I just think it's just an intriguing concept. That's why I'm so interested in it and how it, what it means for the DCU, what it means for the Watchmen kind of universe. Because I enjoyed the Watchmen comics and even the movie, all except for the Black Pirate, I think it was called, parts.
Yeah, the one. Well, that's only in like the Super Director's Cut that they like threw that in there.
Yeah, I think they came out with some kind of like little animated movie for it. Yeah,
that
for
was
the
a
movie.
Separate, and then they had a cut and they meshed them together.
Yeah, and it was more of an important thing for the comics, which I didn't even really enjoy in the comics too. I'm not sure if Watchmen fans will view that as a sin on my soul or whatever, but it just wasn't very interesting for it. It was kind of integral to the story more in the comics, but. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it and seeing what it has to do, how this is going to mix those two worlds kind of together, and the hype on it. I'm not sure if it's overblown or what, but the media team on DC is kind of selling it to me. It seems really intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough, I think, because the sensibilities of Watchmen and DC are very different, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
not so different because a lot of the Watchmen characters are based off DC characters. I'm not sure if they're going to have them kind of more 80s based coming through to this new or what, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, true. One comic that I'm really looking forward to, there's a few series that I started reading last year, and I don't know if the second versions are coming out. There's one called The Lost City or Compass South. Well, Compass South was just done by Hope Larson, who does Batgirl now, which was quite good. And
yeah, I'm liking Batgirl. I still clamor for the last Batgirl team that's now on Motor Crush, which I read the first issue of Motor Crush. Not really sure how I feel about it.
Yeah,
but
I was the
sorry.
Same way.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, I was the same way. I read the first issue of Motor Crush too. It left a little bit to be desired, but it was fine. It was just, it seemed very, I don't know, cliche. It was the word that kind of came to mind. But
maybe give it a couple more issues.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, true. I mean, I wasn't huge. The artwork was a little bit. The emotion of the art was great, but the overall look of it wasn't. I wasn't. Huge
oh, fan. I like Babstar. I've always liked her.
Maybe it
was stuff.
Artwork. Maybe the coloring is more so. What would have been a better, but. One book, I don't know, have you read Demoned by Jason Shinga and put out by First Second? It's a self-contained graphic novel.
What publisher is it?
First Second is the name of the publisher.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that one.
They don't put out a lot of stuff, but I got it from the library because that's how I am. And the book is about this guy. It opens up with this guy. I think I like it because it has a very twisted sense of humor, but...
You know me well, Dan.
It opens up with this guy trying to kill himself, but every time he does, he comes back to life, and he's just trying to figure it out. And then he realizes...
I kind of had a story idea, not like that, but it was essentially a guy trying to commit suicide, but he it, like, every time he tried, he was, like, invincible, and he could not die every way he tried. I always thought that was an interesting concept. So that does sound very cool.
But the difference, well, the twist with it is, beyond that, is that it's not that he keeps living, it's that his soul keeps jumping to a different body. So he'll die, and then his soul will go, I kind of spoiled the first, it's within the first, it's a premise of the first comic. But the first volume was great, so it's just like him going through that, discovering it. It's got a very simple art style to it. I guess you would like, it's almost akin to some of like the Adult Swim stuff. I don't know, but it's a really funny, easy read. The first volume came out last year, and the second volume is set to come out this year. So that I'm really looking forward to. It's
what was the name of it again?
It's called Demoned by Jason Tsinga. I can send you a volume of it. Or send you a link. Let me put in the show notes. It's
okay, cool.
It's like it's very quick to read. It's like I could probably read it all in less than an hour.
Wow, yeah, that is short.
But it's really enjoyable. I found it very fun. It was one of my favorite comics last year, and so I did want to throw that out there. And then The Nameless City is another book I read last year. I don't know if the second volume is coming out. It's actually like a young adult comic book graphic novel, but it was really good. It was so I'm waiting for the second volume of that, so hopefully that's coming out this year.
See, I have a couple more here from different publishers, from Dark Horse, American God Shadows.
Nice.
I'm not sure if you've read the it was a regular novel by Neil Gaiman. I'm not sure if you read that one. I really enjoyed the novel, even though it's been a while since I've read it, so I couldn't really tell you what happened in it. I know it's getting turned into a TV show,
this year. Is a TV show on my list of what I'm looking forward to. So
yeah, I will be looking forward to that too, because I know I really enjoy that book, even though I don't really remember what happened in it. But it's by Neil Gaiman and Pete Craig Russell, who also had involvement with there was another the Graveyard book, I believe it's called, that I really enjoyed. It was a Neil Gaiman novel that P. Craig Russell helped convert to comic book form, which is really good. I highly recommend finding those graphic novels. Artist is Scott Hampton. I don't know much about him. It's coming out March 15th. It's a continuation of Gaiman's books from American Gods. Let's see. An actual Marvel book did make it onto my list, but the only reason that it made it onto my list is because the author is R.L. Stine. Apparently, R.L. Stine is going to be writing some Man-Thing books. I haven't really read any previous Man-Thing, but just the fact that R.L. Stine is so my childhood with reading Goosebumps and everything, that I definitely have to read this. It just R.L. Stine, that's the only reason that I am totally looking forward to this. I didn't know until I was doing some research earlier today to do this podcast, but so want to read that now because it has R.L. Stine. And then finally, in the comic book world for me, there's this apparently one shot from Archie Comics that sounds awesome. Jughead the Hunger. I'm not sure if you heard about that one, Dan.
Not.
They're apparently kind of reimagining Jughead, and it's supposed to be kind of like his hunger is going to be something more sinister that's kind of a secret from everybody else, and there's like some kind of like horror-esque element also going on to parallel that story. It's by Frank Thierry, who's written a lot of good stuff. I don't remember exactly what he's written, and art by Michael Walsh. I don't know his work, and that's supposed to be out in March. And like I said, that's a one shot, but I'm really liking these Archie kind of horror stories that have been kind of going on, and these darker imagining stories of the Archie worlds. I have never really read Archie before all these darker stories, but they're really well done.
Sabrina was great. Like, I love that.
Last year.
So that was,
yeah, I read that as well. It was really well done. That and, I really love that one, and I especially love, I'm not going to say his name right, Frank Avila's art in that. And I have a sketchbook by him, and there's a little jug dead that he drew in the back of it that's kind of really awesome.
Did you check out the Riverdale TV show at all?
No. I haven't checked that out. I wanted to see that, and I also want to see there apparently tonight, as we're recording this, there's a show on from DC called Powerless that I've seen on YouTube advertised a lot. Doesn't look exactly that great, but I still kind of wanted to see it because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I was curious how they were going to make that work. It has a pretty decent cast, Alan Tudyk is, I'm always there for some Alan Tudyk, so.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk's great.
I was going to check that out eventually, too, but yeah, I heard.
They got some eye candy in there with Vanessa Hudgens, so.
Yeah, I've heard interesting things about Riverdale, I have not checked it out yet, but I may, I don't know, so.
Yeah, everything has to kind of fall onto Netflix or that kind of thing for me to watch it. So far behind on everything.
I don't have, if it's not on Hulu, because I guess it's CW, so they have an app that I've used in the past to watch some stuff, but I don't know if I really want to get into it that much. I the previews didn't really seem all that, and it did not seem like a show that was meant for me, so. You have any other comics that you're looking forward to?
No, that was pretty much my list. It was, I swear, I was going through things. I'm like, oh, this is coming out. That sounds awesome. I didn't know that was going to be a thing. So,
yeah, and that's the thing with comics is some there might be a lot of the stuff the second half of the year has not even been released yet. So,
yeah. And for things that I'm recently reading. A lot of stuff is from DC, like I said. Batman with Tom King, James Tynion's Detective Comics still is doing a lot of good things for me.
Have you read the Flintstones at all?
No, I heard that's good, though. I was reading the Hanna-Barbera, Future Quest, and I've been trying to, reduce the amount of comics I read, trying to reduce my spending a little bit. So I did cut that one off.
I tried that one. I wasn't as high on it that one kind of played it straight, which is fine.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be coming up with another one too with Snagglepuss, but it's a reimagined.
Yeah. I heard he's supposed to be they're playing him as a gay Southern gentleman, which is kind of cool.
Which is kind of what he was, I guess. I mean, I know nothing about Snagglepuss, but that's.
Yeah. He was like a C-rated Hanna-Barbera character.
I feel like they're just poking the internet with that. It's like, yeah, come at us, guys. Just come at us. But I'd be interested in seeing. I don't know who's writing that, but. The guys who do the Flintstones did Perez, that was out the year before, and it kind of takes that same social commentary into the Flintstones. It's been phenomenal. It was one of my favorite comics of last year, which I did not expect going into the year. So you never know. Are there any? We kind of talked on some TV shows, American Gods, which will be on Stars. So I'll watch it someday because I don't have Stars.
But... I actually just got Stars because my parents were fighting with, well, not fighting, but I had a thing with trying to figure out a better pricing situation with the cable here. So apparently with how it got readjusted, we have Stars now, which is fine by me because they also have Ash versus the Evil Dead, was good. I watched the first season of that, so maybe I could get into American Gods. But I don't. What do we have coming out, Dan? I didn't really look into that too much.
So some of the TV shows that I kind of saw, you didn't really watch 24, right? You weren't really big into 24.
No, that's with
Kiefer Sutherland and all that.
Yeah, with yeah. I like his father much better than him, but
I was a fan of 24. It kind of it overstayed its welcome a lot, and then it came out with a reboot series that didn't work, so they ended up getting a new one. So they're coming out with another one called 24 Legacy, and I'm surprised that they have that title because usually when you put legacy next to something, it's awful. But I've heard some early reviews, and they were pretty positive. I'm supposed to debut the night after the Super the night of the Super Bowl, and so I might check out the first two episodes, or, you know, give it a shot and see what it's like. We talked about American Gods. There is obviously all the HBO shows coming back, the Game of Thrones and all that good stuff.
I still have to catch up so bad on Game of Thrones. I bought last year, like earlier in the year, I bought like I think season 3. Still have not opened it even. I this is how far behind I am on things.
Yeah. Then you have the Netflix Marvel shows. There's Iron Fist, The Defenders. Definitely. I think is coming out this year. Possibly also The Punisher. I'm everywhere I read, there's a different date for that.
Well, I think I've been reading a lot of general just in 2017 for Punisher.
Yeah, but no.
So yeah, specific. I'm looking forward to all those, of course. Yeah.
And lastly, the one actually I might be looking forward the most, just because I love the trailer, which was Legion, which is coming debuting in a few weeks, February 8th. So that looks
Based off X-Men Professor Xavier's son, Legion, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they're taking that element of it. I don't know for sure. He has the same powers, but I don't think they're taking his family ties at all. But I could be wrong. I haven't really looked much beyond the trailer. So,
all right, I'm gonna have to look that one up because I'd be kind of interested in that one.
Yeah. Are there any? I know there's a lot of comic book movies coming out. Any other movies or any comic book movies specifically you're looking forward to?
Guardians of the Galaxy, of course. The first one was such a good time. It was kind of unexpected. People were kind of like, how are they going to make this one work? And it was so great. And I definitely loved the trailer for that one, especially the second trailer where they kind of reveal more.
Any worries that, like, now that there's expectations for it, it won't be as good?
No, because that trailer seemed really awesome to me. And it seemed like a lot of fun with Rocket talking with Groot about the freaking button and everything. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. What else? Thor Ragnarok, not as much as everything else. Thor has been kind of in his solo adventures has been kind of meh, but there's supposed to be Doctor Strange in there, which I really enjoyed the Doctor Strange movie.
And the Hulk, too.
Hulk, so. Yeah. So maybe that'll spice it up a bit. So, what was the other Marvel one we have coming out?
There's also Spider-Man Homecoming that's coming
out. Yeah, that one's a little bit above, I think, Thor, but not too high on my list. Yeah. I've been kind of down on Spider-Man as I've been kind of getting older in years and discovering that he's this thing called emo. but I've been liking what's his name's take on it. I feel like it's a little less emo-esque.
Tom Holland.
Yes, thank you.
I don't love the look of the Vulture, so that's my only concern.
I saw like an action figure of Michael Keaton's Vulture, which I love Michael Keaton. It was like a fighter pilot kind of situation.
It looked like something from The Amazing Spider-Man, the Andrew Garfield series, which to me isn't a good thing. But the Marvel movie I'm probably most looking forward to is Logan. With being Hugh Jackman's last gasp at Wolverine, apparently, they're taking elements of the Old Man Logan story, not really, they're kind of changing it around. But I've just loved the trailers; every one I've enjoyed more and more.
I heard the latest one was really good. I haven't watched it at all, but I heard that's really good.
It doesn't give you a lot more. It gives you a lot more on X-23, and I think for some people like. They didn't realize that she was going to have the claws and stuff like that. So, but I
do love X-23. I have been reading All New Wolverine, and I've been enjoying her and her quote unquote little sister, who's a clone. What's the Wolverine's name? I really like the Wolverine's the actual Wolverine that they have as a pet. Oh, I love its name, and I can't remember its name at this point. But I love that whole interaction. That's one of the better Marvel books out there currently.
Yeah. There's some other comic book related movies coming out. There's How to Talk to Girls at Parties, which was a Neil Gaiman book, short story, I should say. And then it was a comic last year put out by Dark Horse. and then, which wasn't written by Neil Gaiman, but they kind of took what he did and made it into a graphic novel. I wasn't the hugest fan of it, to be honest. It was odd. Like, it was certainly well written. It was hard. It's a hard thing to explain because it takes place in one night, and they go to this. There's these two guys who go to this party, and it's some interesting interactions. It's hard to really even explain it. So I'm curious how they're going to make a movie out of it. But what I'm really looking forward to is Wilson, which is directed by...
About the volleyball from Castaway.
Exactly. It's directed by Craig Johnson, who did Skeleton Twins, which was a movie I really enjoyed, starring Woody Harrelson. And the reason I really enjoy it, do you know, I'm looking forward to it, is, you know, Ghost Worlds, the comic and movie that came out? The guy who wrote that graphic novel wrote the graphic novel Wilson's based off of. He also wrote Patience that came out last year, which I liked a lot, too, which is kind of... Not psychedelic, but interesting take on a time travel story. So that has me excited. I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, there's a lot of movies coming out in this year that I think have some potential. You know, we're getting another Apes film, which I've enjoyed that series. And of course,
by the way, when you texted me and what do we want to do with the show tonight and everything, and you told me that you had a list of 100 movies coming out this year, I just thought that was hilarious. That's so you, Dan.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna I'll have a post out, and we're going to be doing an episode of Cinema Geeks. We'll go more in detail on the movies of this year. But yeah, I have a list of the 100 movies I'm looking forward to in 2017. So. And actually there were some, even with that, I had some honorable mentions I wasn't able to fit on it, but I'm going to hopefully have an actual article out. I'm working with Kevin.
I didn't even know that there were 100 movies coming out in this year.
Usually each year it's like 300 to 400 films come out. I mean,
holy shit.
Yeah. But like, you know, out of that, you know, half of them are really released to people in normal, like in general areas. And then half of those are really watchable. So. But yeah, we'll be an episode of Cinema Geeks. We'll talk more about the movies, and I'll be putting an article. Kevin and I are both kind of writing an article regarding the movies we're looking forward to. So that should be coming out within relatively soon. But
very cool.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. Anything else 2017 related that you're wanting to catch up on?
Oh shit! I had something in my head, and now I'm losing it. Fuck me. I'm looking forward to the Falcons beating the Patriots, knock on wood. Not really. I had something in my head, and I don't remember what it is now. So, anything else you're looking forward to, Dan?
No, I mean, that's...
Throw the question back at you.
I mean, that's, like I said, that's pretty much it for the most part. We'll see how this year goes. I think it has potential of being really good. 2016, I thought when it came to like the bigger films, was kind of a dud. There's like the King Arthur movie that's coming out, which could be good. There's Dark Tower, which was based upon a Stephen King novel series, which I've read the comic series that it inspired. Like they made it in the comic series, but I'm not sure of a lot of that mythos of that book because I know it's pretty extensive. But I'm looking forward to the movie coming out starring Idris Elba. So that's exciting. That can go either way because there's been really good movies made from Stephen King stories and some really awful ones as well. You know, you have what's that movie with like the cars that kill everybody? Was it Christine? Is that the right one?
I don't know. No. The car Maximum Overdrive.
And then you have it's like with Shawshank the Redemption that, you know, or Stand By Me or The Shining. So
The Green Mile is really good.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But then you have things like Monkey Shine. I think that was one of his. And then there was another one that was on the How Did This Get Made podcast that was his, but not really his kind of thing because it was like...
Lawnmower Man?
What was it?
Lawnmower Man? Is that what it
was? Yes. Because there was a short story he did called Lawnmower Man, and then somebody else made a movie called Lawnmower Man that was kind of based off of it, but not really, and it took a huge divergence. And then they claimed...
Name on it, even though he didn't want them to. That's
just kind of and then he took them to court. Like, there's a whole big thing about that. That was interesting to hear about.
Yeah, so
But, yeah. It also had a Pierce Brosnan in it, and like a geeky scientist role, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, I've never watched it. 90% of the movies they talk about, I don't watch, but yeah. Anyways.
I've actually watched a good amount of them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brave. But, hey, I mean, that's how you get to watch something like Birdemic, so there you go. Oh, yeah. That reminds me. They're making – have you seen The Room, the –
Tommy no, was... I want to see that. Like that's a big thing. That's a cult film in like colleges and stuff because it's so bad that it's good.
The reason I bring it up because James Franco was doing a movie called The Masterpiece, which is about that making of that movie. Like I guess he's playing Tommy Wiseau and stuff like that. So that's why. That could be James Franco's. He's made some okay movies, and he can be great as an actor, but he can also make some really strange choices. So who knows how that's going to turn out? So.
He can be hit or miss. Yeah.
So, but yeah, let us know what you're looking forward to. There's a lot of ways you can get in contact with us. You can go to geekcastcreator.com or Talking in Circles. We're on Facebook. Just search Talking in Circles TCRN, or on Twitter. You're on Twitter, and what is your Twitter name?
I am at the Create Forge, and also Chuck, if you want to follow Chuck, is at Heroic Age Chuck, I believe.
Yes.
Not Heroic Age Chuck, I believe. It's just Heroic Age Chuck.
That'd be a really long Twitter handle. You wouldn't be able to respond to him at all.
It would take out like half of your response to him, but just because of his name is so huge.
Exactly. Huge. Yeah, and I am at Movie Revolt. But that's it for this week. We'll be back sometime. Same time, same channel, same podcast feed. But for now,
this has been Greg or the Cheeto Man.
This has been Dan. We've been talking in circles. We'll see you next week. Next time.
I figured you'd enjoy that one.
The Cheeto Man, yeah. Hey, I don't know. I like Cheetos, so there's a difference.
Yeah, there is. That's me talking down to Cheetos. I'm sorry, Cheetos. You are enjoyable.
So they get annoying because they do, like, get in your hands.
Makes your fingers turn orange and they stick
maybe
all.
Maybe that's where that comes from. Maybe he's just a big Cheetos fan.
I know what they should do instead, like, for next Fantastic Four movie they make. They should just dump a guy in a bag of Cheetos, and that's the costume for the thing.
Look better than the last.
Instant makeup session there. Yeah.